Well, hello, podcast people. This is Pastor Merv McNair once again on A Little Grace to Grow. Today, we're going to continue our study on biblical prayer requests, and we covered about four of them last week. Let me see if I can remember them. Matthew 9:38, the Lord Jesus gave us a prayer request. He said, "Pray ye the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers." That's a biblical prayer request. That is something God wants us to pray about. We talked about wisdom. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. And so the Lord wants us to pray for that. And you need to remember that if the Lord wants us to pray for these things, then these are obviously things God wants to give us. He wants us to be mindful of them and to experience them. The Holy Spirit, in the sense of the Holy Spirit's power, his strength, his direction. Jude verse 20 says, talks about praying in the Holy Ghost. Luke 11:13 talks about, if you then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? Now that again is in reference to the power of the Spirit. Then I made reference to another prayer request, and I mentioned that I would talk more about it later, and that is the will of God. We're going to take our reading here, excuse me, from Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, 10, and 11. And there's so much in this passage. When I was growing up, this was called the Lord's Prayer, and I know that even in the Catholic denomination, this is a well-versed passage of Scripture. As a matter of fact, my mother was Catholic, and she encouraged me to learn this. I memorized it, and it is biblical. I praise the Lord for that. But as I've studied the Bible, I also look at it as a model prayer, too. It's not necessarily the Lord's Prayer. It is His prayer, or His teaching on prayer to His disciples, to you and I. And so let's jump into this here. Just a couple things I want to point out. The Lord Jesus tells us that when we pray, we ought to say in verse 9, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." And I'm going to talk more about how to pray later, but obviously there is reverence that is necessary, that is important. And there's also an intimacy that we have as God's children. He's our Father. He's not the Father. He is our Father if you're a child of God. And then verse 10 says this, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." One of the prayer requests I'd mentioned last week was praying for the will of God. God has a plan for your life and for my life, and an overall plan for humanity. There are things that are going to take place regardless of whether or not we get on board or we desire to serve or resist. Here, the Lord is saying, when you pray, one of the first things you ought to pray about is seeking the Father's will. God has a purpose for every one of His children, a specific purpose. And only those who deliberately seek God will find that purpose. And I'm here to tell you, there will be nothing more fulfilling in your life than seeking the will of God. God will bring you to the right people. He will bring the right people to you. That may be a mate. That may be a business opportunity. I can assure you there will be spiritual benefits through it. It may be a witnessing opportunity. Regardless, when we pray this way, we can have assurance that no matter what happens, whether it seems like it's something good or bad, we can be assured, according to God's will, it is good. And we'll praise the Lord for that. There is fulfillment in doing God's will. But then verse 11, this is the verse, and I will zero in on this passage here. The Lord says, "Give us this day our daily bread." So this is a biblical prayer request, praying for the will of God. And yet, the very next passage says, "And give us this day our daily bread." Now that is significant. God wants us to pray for our spiritual, our physical nourishment. That's what it's in reference to. Our nourishment. You know, a man can want to do right and not have the strength to do right. And we find that throughout the scriptures. It's one thing to seek the will of God. It's another thing to have the strength to do the will of God. The cabinet is open in heaven, and God knows how to take care of us and strengthen us and encourage us. Consider this. A baby bird may want to fly, but if it is malnourished, it's going to fall to the ground and most likely die. And there's a lot of people that want to do right, but they have no strength to do it. This is the difference between those who want to do right and can't, and those who want to do right and are able to. They have spiritual strength. Somehow they receive this nourishment. Give us this day our daily bread. The very fact that you're praying for it helps you, ought to remind you that you have a need of this on a daily basis. The Christian I was yesterday is not going to hold me through today. I need to walk with God. I need to be spiritually fed today, as well as physically fed. Think about Lot. When I was meditating on this, there's a passage in Peter that says, "Just Lot vexed his righteous soul daily." Now, strange circumstance, Lot is in Sodom. And yet God says he was a just man, and his righteous soul was vexed. That is, it was stressed. There was war going on in it daily. You know what that tells me? It appears that there was a desire in Lot's heart to do right and a desire for the right, but there was no strength. There was no strength to resist the evil. Now, maybe he did in his own life. It does say he was a just man. That was the extent of it. He wasn't able to hold it, refrain the evil from his own home. Why? Well, he didn't have that nourishment. I just want to challenge you as we consider biblical prayer requests. Pray about God, asking the Lord to feed you and strengthen you as you read the Bible. And even throughout the day, God can teach us through so many different experiences that can be lessons that strengthen and encourage us. Give us this day our daily bread. But remember, that comes after the desire to do His will. How much more would God want to feed those who want to do His will? And so that's my challenge. I have so much more on the subject of biblical prayer requests, but I need to keep these short. I hope you have a fantastic week, and I will go ahead and pray here once again. Lord, bless this lesson, this devotional thought, and may it stir people, Lord God, to pray for Your will in their lives, to pursue it, and to pursue spiritual food, strength. Your Word is our food. And yet even the daily bread, the physical food that we eat, we cannot take for granted that You're the provider. Bless us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great week.